Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Pam Hilke.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Got good stuff coming up for you. Get into a little bit of entertainment news in a moment. We also are going to get into, in this hour, things to do for New Year's in Wisconsin. Got a great list here from our friends at Travel Wisconsin. Big shout out to them, and thank you for putting up with me and my my emails and everything. Great people over there. Looking forward to that. Wanted to touch on a couple of programming things real quick. For one, I want to let everybody know we've got some things going on with our weather behind the scenes here, and we're kind of just hammering things out and getting things set. I've had a couple listeners mention that they hear one broadcast at one weather at 7 and a different one at 8, some things like that. We are working through those things. And looking forward to bringing you a weather from Civic as we go forward into 2024. So, okay. Quality Plus Printing, they're going to be joining us tomorrow. Looking forward to that. As long as everybody knock on wood, as long as our phones are working.
Get that all straightened out there.
We will be joined by them. We send a big shout out to Phil Hartley and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's dive into some entertainment. And brace yourself, parents. The newest McDonald's Happy Meal toy is being compared to the 90s Beanie Baby craze.
Oh, no.
There is a new one out there, and it is these little Squishmallows. Squishmallows, they're calling them. The fast food chain is about to serve Happy Meals with Squishmallows that started on the 26th. I'm going to look for the—oh, here they are. I'm trying to show Pam a little pictures of them. They're just little figures, like, you know, I see a penguin and a koala. And they're just little squishy kind of stuffed animal
cute?
Little things.
Yeah. Little toys.
They're kind of neat. They're kind of cool. And they are apparently like creating, there is a, we're about connecting our fans to the culture of Squishmallows are some of the hottest toys out there right now, says Tariq Hassan, McDonald's USA chief marketing and consumer expert.
Okay. So they're snuggly and huggable. They're actually stuffed toys.
Yeah.
I wonder how big they are.
Yeah, that's a good question. I was trying to see that myself.
Do they fit in a Happy Meal box?
That's about it. They're about the size of a Happy Meal box, and that's about the only thing I'm getting. They come in different sizes and characters, but as far as the McDonald's ones, they are just a smaller version of it. Yeah. They have already gotten they sold out like immediately at most of these at most McDonald's across the country. With these.
Yeah, because, and then they've been in global markets already before they've come here. So I think that's why they have been so popular.
I feel for people in the fast food industry. It's not an easy job. It's one that I don't think I was very good at the little bit that I did. Mm-hmm. I really admire it, and I don't begrudge or don't want to ask for more being put on them or anything. But I actually, there's part of me that, like, the nostalgia in me kind of digs this a little bit. This used to be gigantic. This used to be competition. Burger King, McDonald's, all these places.
Yeah, Happy Meal toys.
Yeah, you came out with this. We're coming out with we're coming out with glasses. Oh, okay. Well, you're coming out with glasses. We're going to do that. I feel like consumers felt like you were getting more bang for your buck with these things. Kids enjoyed them.
I collected the toys, you know, as a teen for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, my early years in high school, it was kind of a fun thing to have because they have cool little things. I remember getting like a TV that played like I Love Lucy theme song.
Wow. Oh. Wow. That's awesome.
Oh. And so, and they had like the Twilight Zone for a while there. They had ones like that, and I thought they were cool. So got them all. You know, it got you to go to buy those things.
715-424-2600. I don't know why we haven't done this sooner. What was your favorite Happy Meal toy growing up? 715-424-2600. If you've got an answer, we want to hear it. Call up and join the conversation. Also, help us figure out if these phones are working.
Give it a try.
Yeah. Otherwise, just yell really loud at your radio. Or maybe emailing us. Maybe direct messaging us on our Facebook pages. You could do that as well. Call. Reach out and join the conversation. We want to hear from you. We'll figure out how to get your thoughts on the air. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I wonder when
and
Happy
we
Meals.
Know,
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Pam.
I wonder when Happy Meals toys started.
Good question. Good question,
Pam.
I don't
remember that when I was a child.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go ahead and see if we can take a call. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
So we can hear them, but they can't hear
yeah.
us.
Yeah, they can. They, I don't know why that is happening. And everything I'm doing on the board, I'm not just sitting here. Everything I'm trying is not working. But we do appreciate you guys trying to call up and join the conversation. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate you.
So one thing I read about this Squishmallows fan base. So apparently they have, there's a TikTok hashtag Squishmallows. It has an astonishing 6.3 billion views.
Dang.
Oh.
Dang.
So... It's huge. It's very, very popular, which means it's going to be popular here, too.
Right, right. And so, Pam, the answer to your question, 1979. During the summer of 1979, McDonald's premiered the Happy Meal nationally. The first boxes were circus wagons. The first toys were Tops. The first toys were Tops, stencils, wallets, puzzles, and erasers. And initially, the meals included a hamburger or cheeseburger, fries, soft drink, and cookies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's why they weren't there when I was a child, but...
shout out to the Chicago Tribune. There's a great article right there about the complete history of McDonald's Happy Meal, if you want to learn more about that. Great question. That was a really good question. I loved all the toys were cool, of course, and everything. It was the glasses, the Star Wars glasses for me.
Oh.
I was obsessed with those. I wanted those so bad.
You mean drinking glasses?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I wanted to collect them all. I wanted them all. My mom and dad, we just didn't have the money to be doing that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I do remember having at least like one or two, I think, at some point or another. And then I'm not going to get this completely right. I didn't have a chance to look this up. You're going to have to look this one up yourselves, everybody. But I do believe that they were like discontinued or something because there was lead in them or something like that.
Oh.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but I do remember there was something negative
something
about
harmful.
Them. Yeah, yeah.
I liked how they, they had like figurines from the movies that were in the theaters at that time. Like they had the Rescuer toys.
Yes.
I'm looking back at it over the years. In 1985, they had Lego building sets, Transformer toys. Lego sets over the years, you could get a kite.
Yeah,
in your Happy Meal.
I mean, they. I don't know why they pulled back and they stopped doing this, but I think that something like this is kind of telling you, hey, get back to doing this, McDonald's, Burger King, all you big places out there. I don't know. It seems like a good idea to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Flavor Town, everybody. Great article came across a little bit ago from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This is about every Wisconsin restaurant Guy Fieri has visited on Food Network's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh.
It's an interesting article. Again, you can find the complete article from Jessica Rodriguez, who does some wonderful reporting with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Big shout out to Jess. You can find the complete article there. So when Guy Fieri and the over-the-top restaurateur and TV host and man of many, many catchphrases, Fieri has come to Wisconsin several times to shoot a segment for Triple D. And here's a rundown of the state restaurants he has featured. I thought this would be kind of fun.
I've seen a few of those episodes when he was dining.
Yeah. I'm a pretty good, big fan. I shouldn't say a big fan, but I enjoy him. I like his work. Yeah. I like what he does. I like his approach. And especially once I read and figured out the look that he has isn't his look. Like that was kind of given to him by people before he went on TV. The first time he did the Diners, Drive-Ins, he showed up. And he was kind of like just dressed like any of us.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you can't. No, we need you to be more, you know, we need to
stand out from the other people in the kitchen.
Right. And they wanted to match his personality because his personality is who he is. And I think they did a really good job of that, actually. I'm usually in favor of, no, let the person wear what they wear. With this, I think it actually worked and it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anchor Bar and Grill in Superior, of course. Anchor Bar and Grill. I've been there too. Yeah, great place. Offers a menu of 19 burgers that reviewers have called delicious and cheap. in a good way. The affordable is more, I think, the words that they're looking for. The best burgers and fries in the Twin Ports, decorated in nautical artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
413 Tower.
It's almost like a hole in the wall kind of place.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. You can find that 413 Tower Avenue in beautiful Superior. Let's see here. The anchor was featured on A Little Twisted, which aired in season 11 in 2011.
Oh.
If you want to go back and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Frank's Diner in Kenosha. Frank's Diner, which just made Reader's Digest list of the most iconic diners in every state. Shout out to Frank's.
I think I remember that episode.
Mm. Oh, yeah? Yeah, okay. Has been a beloved establishment in Kenosha since 1926, specializes in breakfast, but offers a variety of lunches as well.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason to go to Kenosha? I like Kenosha. That seems good to me. Let's see here. Delta Diner in Delta. The Delta Diner is a classic retro-style diner, which Fieri calls the middle of nowhere in northwestern Wisconsin.
Oh, I think yeah,
you knew this one? Okay. Ashland and Superior. Billed as the home of the unpretentious foodie. It's a good one. It has offered breakfast and specialty sandwiches for nearly 20 years.
It's way up north.
Mm. I got to try that. Delta Diner has was featured on Old School Joints, which aired in season 21 in 2014. Not bad, not bad. Comet Cafe in Milwaukee. Comet Cafe in Milwaukee opened in 2005, but closed in 2020 because of the coronavirus. Wow. How do you have trouble saying coronavirus? Like, after how many times we've had to say that? Of all the words COVID. I can stumble over.
Yeah.
Like, I'm stumbling over WFHR. Like, I don't...
Right.
It reopened in 2022, though, and offers an extensive drink, brunch, and main menu that also includes vegan options.
Ooh.
Comet Cafe was featured at Comfort Cookin', which aired on season 6 in 2009. I guess I didn't realize that he labeled the episodes, that they were named something. I thought they were just episodes.
Right.
Okay. So that's a pretty cool list. That's a pretty cool list.
Yes.
There's been a couple that he's featured but have closed, like the Brick House Cafe and the Catering and Cable, some other place. Meet in the Middle, another one, another episode that featured a couple of restaurants that are no longer around. But I think it'd be kind of fun. Melissa and I think talked about this once a while back of going, making a run and going to each one of these places and giving our own takes on it, letting people give feedback on that. Thought that'd be kind of fun.
And I thought it sounded familiar. I had to look it up. The Delta Diner was for sale in 2022. That's the one I told Seth he should go by.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because it looks like an old-fashioned... Like rail car.
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I remember that episode.
That I want to check out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's something
like
that.
For a cool 1.4 mil, you can just buy it.
Oh. All I got to do is go check the couch. I'm sure I've got that in the couch cushions. I'm sure it's there. That's what my papa used to always do. Anytime something, grab a bag of shells. Oh, you got the bag of shells here. Or, go through the couch cushions every time.
And the laundry area. Yeah. Money that falls out of the pocket.
Yes.
Tips.
Yeah. Look under the dryer.
We're going to go to break. I do want to send a shout out to our friend Kev, who joins us all the time on the air here. Kevin sent over McDonald's plates were cool, too. Still have one and still use it. Don't know if you remember when they did the record on the recording Happy Meal that played the Big Mac song. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Forgot about that.
I forgot about the plates. I think my sister had a plate. Must be when one of my nephews was a youngster.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron has the full collection in the RV.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Oh, how about that?
I forgot about those. Thank you, Kevin.
A perfect place for that, too. Oh, that's a nice. That's nice. That's good. We will take a break. When we come back, we're going to help you. If you got no plans for New Year's, we're going to help you with that. We're going to help you get some plans for New Year's here. Yep, right here in Wisconsin. We're going to find some things for you to do. We're coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
This goes back a ways.
Yeah. Pam, Melissa, James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. That's a good one. That's a good track right there. We are looking for something good to do on New Year's. Do you have New Year's plans? Are you already set and you're good to go? Or are you somebody like, wait a minute, New Year's is coming up? When did that happen?
The plans?
There are some people still doing Christmas stuff, of course, you know,
right,
that we know how this goes.
It starts out a few weeks.
So it's understandable if maybe you kind of forgot about New Year's plans, or you don't really have anything, or maybe you're still looking for something to do. This weekend, a big thank you. I shouldn't say, I'm sorry, it wasn't this weekend. It was last weekend. Boy, time is a flat circle. last weekend, reached out to our friends over at Travel Wisconsin. A big shout out to them. Pam and I were actually just talking during the break about Stephanie Klett, old friend of ours here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I used to join Carl and join me a couple of times.
Yes. Have a conversation with Stephanie.
And just as a side note, I think her career is so interesting to me. Where she started with Travel, you know, Discover Wisconsin, mm-hmm. doing the TV
right.
show.
Fun.
And now she is like the head of tourism in Geneva, right?
You said Lake Geneva.
Lake Geneva.
Right.
Like,
southern part of the state.
Yeah. Interesting. Right. A very nice lady. Interesting. And love to get her on the air with us again someday.
Oh, maybe we'll have to make that happen sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. And no matter how you ring in the new year, Wisconsin is an exceptional place to celebrate, from classy champagne toasts and dance parties to family-friendly ball drops. Yeah. Candlelight hikes. You can find New Year's Eve fun all up and down the state. And you can find this complete article at TravelWisconsin.com, TravelWisconsin.com. So in the Madison area, spend New Year's Eve ice skating with friends at the Edgewaters Hotel's ice rink that looks out on Lake Minota, and before dancing to a DJ and ordering in room service, possibly.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun.
Beautiful hotel.
That is. That's very, very nice.
I don't know about the ice rink is okay. Like, that should be all right. Ice skating, I'm not sure, outside of an ice rink right now.
Oh.
you can jam out to the People's Brothers Band, a rhythm and soul group from Madison that knows how to put on a great show. They'll be at the Majestic Theater on New Year's. That's a good one.
Not sure where that is.
The Majestic's a beautiful theater. It's one of those ones that I drool at every time I go past it. I want to perform on it so bad. It's a great place. fill up on prime rib and champagne while enjoying live music at Essen House. That's another great one.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
There's a German restaurant.
Yes,
in
thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, yes.
Right, yeah, we went for German food.
I've been past it. I know I've seen it. I couldn't place it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Not too far from the Capitol.
Well, what did you say? Stutz?
Get some schnitzel.
Schnitzel. Thank you, Melissa. I couldn't think of it. Yes, schnitzel. Dress up for a groovy disco dance party at the Sylvie. I think that kind of stuff needs to happen more on New Year's. The like throwback, like dressing up to,
yeah,
you know,
theme parties.
Yeah, the 80s theme party, yeah, or the 90s theme party. I like those things. Take a New Year's Eve nature stroll in the University of Wisconsin Arboretum. Led by knowledgeable naturalists from 6:30 to 8.
Oh, well, that'd be interesting. Nice. I've been to
a good family event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there too. That's a nice place.
Yes.
A nice walk. And you're done around 8. So maybe if you're New Year's, you're an earlier New Year's person.
Right.
You crash long before midnight and everything.
Or you can go on to the next party.
Yes, nice. Yes, I like the way you think, Bam. Yes,
nature walk in.
Yeah,
right.
Then you can feel really good. I got a nature walk in, and then I can go and
have
just
the prime kinda, rib, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
No, go to the disco.
Won't feel bad about eating that cheesecake.
Silver ball.
You can eat a lot more cheesecake that way. Yes,
ooh.
I like that. Ring in the new year in style in Milwaukee on the 23rd floor of the Pfizer Hotel in their classy cocktail lounge. the Pfister Hotel.
Pfister.
The Pfister Hotel.
Oh, that's a beautiful place.
Yeah. It is. It's also got the so much history to it, whether you want to talk about some people believing it's haunted or so many of the great famous people that have stayed there. I am a sucker for old hotels. I don't know what it is. I think there's something just so cool about the history of them, and ones like this that we have in state. I got to stay there someday.
Well, that's one of the grand
yeah,
hotels,
yeah,
downtown Milwaukee.
Celebrate Milwaukee in the new year at Discovery World with an open bar, catering food, dancing, and much more. It's another good one in the Milwaukee area. How about Door County? Let's head on over to Door County.
Okay.
Be dazzled by every evening fireworks. Warm up to a bonfire and watch a giant Door County cherry drop in Sister Bay.
Cherry.
That sounds
appropriate.
Fitting, yeah. Right.
That's pretty good.
Oh, cool.
March into New Year by joining the Egg Harbor New Year's Day Parade, where everyone can stroll or drive through town wearing a fun outfit, riding in a fancy old car, or skipping along with your furry friend.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
That seems like one of the top ones to me. Mm-hmm. That seems like I would love to do that. You had me at silly fun outfits. that seems like a lot of fun. Experience a quintessential Wisconsin celebration at Plymouth's New Year's Eve Big Cheese Drop.
Does it say what kind of cheese?
No. Good question. Good question, Pam. No, it doesn't, but it should.
Swiss. Cheddar.
It should. And up north, we get to a party for a good cause at the Masquerade New Year's Eve Gala at Barker's Island in Superior with games, music, and more. And I do believe that they raise money for a charity usually every year with that.
Okay.
To get correct about that, the Center Against Sexual and Domestic Abuse hosted 2023 Behind the Mask New Year's Eve Gala.
Nice.
Great. That's very, you get to have a good time while also raising money and support for a great cause. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And splash into the new year at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells as we send a shout out to our friends at Chula Vista.
Yes. It's a beautiful place.
Recently had our holiday party over there and everything.
Nice place.
Good people.
Very nice.
I'm definitely the Sisters Bay one. That one sounds really good to me.
The parade.
Yeah, that sounds good. Skyrockets New Year's Eve fireworks at the Bluff in La Crosse. Fireworks during the summer are neat, but during the winter, if you haven't seen fireworks during the winter, it's a real, real fun thing to see.
It makes a lot more sense to do them in the winter.
I agree. I would like to see more of that.
We don't have to worry about fires as much. I mean, obviously, without snow cover, that could be maybe an issue, but...
Well, yeah. It is a lot drier, of course, this time of year. But still, I agree with you, Melissa. I think that especially when we have I don't know what a normal winter is anymore. I don't think there is any normal anymore. But when we usually...
It's normal, James.
Yeah. And I'm the last person that should be talking about normal anything.
Well, that's a beautiful area there. We were on the Bluff, too, this fall. We took a drive out there.
Yeah,
across.
I bet. It's been too long since I've been out there. Did you say you were out there in the fall?
We were there, right. I think it was October.
Yeah. Oh, that is the time to do it.
Right.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
Northwoods Polar Bear Plunge in Three Lakes, 15th annual original Northwoods Polar Bear Plunge.
Oh.
If you're over the party thing, try polar plunging.
Different kind of party.
Yeah. The proceeds for the Northwoods Polar Bear Plunge benefit one of the many people. Angel on My Shoulder. It's a nonprofit for families coping with cancer.
They always do those for a really great cause, and I appreciate that they do those. I don't think I'll be volunteering to jump in, though.
I did it one year. It was a long time ago. I do think, locally we have ours for Special Olympics that we do. There are our good friends at the Wood County Sheriff's Department and Wood County Police Department are a part of. We have that goes on every year, and shout out to those. How about Cool Fool Kite Festival in Milwaukee? Fool Kite Festival in Milwaukee. Revel in this Milwaukee tradition of kite flying and more at Veterans Park and Milwaukee's lakefront for the Cool Fool Kite Festival. I got to say that 100 times fast.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Try to say that.
Are they really big kites? Because those are super cool.
Yeah. You'll witness the quiet ice carvers at work go for a jaunt in a horse-drawn carriage ride and relish some free hot chocolate, coffee, and snacks. It's a fun one. Yeah.
Ice carving is really neat, too. That's fun to see.
I think that
they have cold enough temperatures to do it.
Yeah, I do like that.
Carve it quick before it melts.
I do think it's pretty cool to see those things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say ice carving is one of those things, too, where I really like enjoying seeing them doing it, too, just as much as I like seeing the finished product.
I think they have ice carving down in Lake Geneva.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
In January.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to get Stephanie on the phone to talk about it.
We should. We definitely should. I think it's been too long since we talked to her.
Right.
And the New Year's Eve cheese drop in Plymouth, we kind of touched on that.
Right.
Forget about the ball dropping. Talking Wisconsin here. You're dropping cheese.
The cheese
drop at midnight, that's the way to do it. That's pretty good. Those are
Is
fun
Is there
ones.
Anywhere that does a cranberry drop?
I'm looking.
Well, that should be Wood County, wouldn't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, you think so.
Well, we have to start something new here, huh?
I think that you two just started something new. I think that, we're very much on to something here. That not only would that be fun, think about the tourism. Think about the tourism you could create in this area. Yeah, I like that. Locally,
I don't know, James, maybe we can be the ones to up our state for the most fruit drops on New Year's Eve. New Guinness World Record.
Yes, well, that's yes. All right, we got to go to break because I want to work on this right now. We're gonna go ahead and start hammering this out. Next year we'll do it. Next year we'll do it. No, you really started something right there, Melissa.
Well, let's talk with Alice in Dairyland. I think, you know, she might be a good one to get on our team with this.
Darn right, yeah. If you're looking for New Year's Eve parties locally, our friends at Four Stools Short are going to be having a great set of shows. The shows will start at 8 on New Year's Eve. Live bands featuring Metal Crisis, Wings of Hikon. Come and enjoy the show. Find out that name and more. And support local artists. Support our local artists. Support our local bands out there. We've got tons of great music being played at all of our local establishments. And this is going to be a good one over at Four Stools on New Year's Eve. We'll
talk
more.
Our local restaurants are going to have specials as well, so check those out.
Yeah.
Generally, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Be sure to check them out, everybody. And we will start working on that cranberry drop as we go to break and get to our state and local news from Melissa here with the local news. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Pam, Melissa, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Good morning.
I think that even if you didn't know what year that song was from, you could guess the 80s. I feel like there's certain songs that just, even if it doesn't sound like a typical 80s song, you know, okay, from the lyrics or from the mood, something about it. We dive into another one here that's kind of fun that I've been hanging on to. Where are you on the questions heading into this question heading into 2024? Is this fine or still unprofessional? You can go, darn it, I'm so used to saying you can call up and join the conversation. Darn it. I don't know if you can. But you can email us. Yeah, you can email us, certainly. So someone polled over 8,000 Americans and asked if it's okay to use emojis at work now. Like a work emoji to your boss, or I don't know, maybe the guy who schedules stuff constantly emailing you or texting you with a ton of emojis, calling myself out here. I'm really bad at this. I'm really bad at this. In general, most of us think it's perfectly fine, at least sometimes. 65%, or roughly 2/3, said it's okay. That includes 10% who said always fine, 28% usually, and 27% who said sometimes it's okay.
I think it depends on who you're sending it to.
Only 14% said it's never okay to use emojis at work, and 20% are still undecided. Not surprisingly, young people are more likely to think it's acceptable. Seniors were least likely to agree with that. Whether it's at work or just texting, 36% of us use emojis every day now, and another 16% said most days. So over half of us will probably send someone an emoji today. Only 7% won't.
So I think that sounds accurate. We use them. They took over for. I feel better about using an emoji than I do LOL.
Agreed. We have gotten to a point where communication is so free and so accessible, where we can communicate like we've never been able to in human history. We've never had this in human history where we have this much communication devices, this much way to communicate with each other. It happened so fast. We're only like 20 years into the cell phone thing and walking around with supercomputers on our hips and all of this. We're only about 25 to 30 years away from where's the nearest payphone? You know, or going into a business and asking if you can use their phone. We're old enough to not only remember these things, but have visual like memories of them and everything. Mm-hmm. So with the growth of communication, the growth of you leaning on these things more and more and needing them more and more, I think that one of the first things that popped to me in my mind is miscommunication. And things being misinterpreted or you know, something that I send a text to Melissa, hey, how you doing? She may read that, how you doing? Like, what was that? What was that? What kind of message was that to me? Like, but if I send it with an emoji of like a funny, silly emoji or something, that she realizes, oh, it really comes home. Hey, I'm being silly or I'm just, funny or something like that.
Well, the formality of our communication is definitely we're much more relaxed and I would say less formal.
Yeah. I think that you hit this on the head pretty early too, Melissa. Know your audience. Know the people that you're messaging with.
Right.
Our owner, Sage, of Civic Media, I messaged him quite a bit. Sage sent me an email once with an emoji in it. It kind of gave me the green light that, okay, that now I have not done that with him, but him doing it with me kind of gave me, okay, if I did send something.
She's the freedom.
Right, right. I think that is a kind of a way for bosses or for people to kind of let their employees know where they stand on this without necessarily maybe even having a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
Although maybe you should have a conversation about it because the whole problem with this is communication.
And I think then, too, you know, for people who communicate with emojis a lot, like I have some friends who will send a message that's, I don't know, you know, a normal length, I would say, but contains 8 different emojis. And then you'll have another person you can communicate with where you include one.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of communication styles, I guess.
Pam, for you, I know that you're not new to it, but you're relatively new to texting, to some of those things. Do you like using emojis? Do you find them confusing? Do you like them?
I don't use them a real lot.
But
sometimes, I mean, like on Christmas Day, we've got a whole chain of people that we send out Merry Christmas to. And, you know, I was putting in the tree and the Santa and the snowflakes and the snowman and, you know.
I love that stuff.
The seasonal ones.
Right, the seasonal ones. Right, that's what I was thinking. And but, you know,
cool.
I'm not on a regular basis, I guess, I'm not using.
Your text chain sounds very similar to the one that I have with my kids, and I did the same thing, you know, bombarding them with emojis and that and stuff. And I think all of this, again, comes back to knowing your audience, knowing the person that you're messaging with. I drive Seth and Melissa a little crazy because mine tend to have, like, so I've started to, like, okay, 3 emojis, that's it. Like, I give myself a limit.
You're setting yourself limits?
Yes, yes.
I love this.
So for this text thread, I can only use 6.
Yes.
For this one, it's 1. Oh my God. I'm gonna pick.
When we talk about overthinking, this is my wheelhouse. This is, but it's so like it isn't just with work. Like if with my friends, I really do worry about being misunderstood, especially because we don't communicate that much. We don't talk that much.
Right.
I don't want it to one text we send this week to be misunderstood. We just get done with our fantasy football playoffs. I lost horribly. I wanted to congratulate everybody. Mm-hmm. But if I send it a certain way, it's going to come across like I'm bitter or that. I want to actually let them know, hey, I'm actually really proud of you. I've won before. I don't care. Hey, that's cool. Good on you guys.
Yeah.
The miscommunication can happen really easy as much as we've leaned on these things. And so much of us interpret what we're reading, the mood that we're in at that time.
Sometimes these texts that are coming with a lot of abbreviations, and it's like, well, I got to figure out, okay, what's this abbreviation? Okay,
I have to look them up.
Oh,
Pam.
Yeah. Thank you, right. Melissa.
I don't know what they mean.
I text and I snap with a lot of young people. And almost every snap has something that I have to look up. Like I know so much more lingo and so many more things that I ever would have known if it wasn't for teaching.
Well, I'll come to you when I don't know what something
please do. Yes.
Is
yeah.
in one of my messages.
Share this knowledge. You got to see, teaching
what
is a learning experience. But I think that, with the coming out of this conversation, I think that's the overall thing that I take from it. Know your audience, play along with it, have fun with that. I think also if you are a person who doesn't like getting a lot of emojis or anything, I think you should say something maybe. I think you should, you know, mention it. Coming back to communicating, talking to each other more, not assuming, talking. And please understand, I am not pointing the finger at anybody. I'm just as guilty of this.
Real
I can
conversations.
Do conversations. Yeah, yeah. Actually talking to each other, listening to each other. It's important.
It's definitely necessary.
We will take a break. We'll come back. We got more fun in store on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show, WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there, Wednesday out there, everybody. I knew I was going to do that at least once today.
I knew it.
Ah, darn it. Oh, I've made it to the last segment of the show. So close. James, Melissa, Pam here with you. We appreciate all of you joining us. Thank you to the best listeners in radio. Thank you to the heart of this station, Pam, for joining us this hour. This has been a lot of fun.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
The last couple of hours, nice the last 2 hours. Here. We got to get you back on real soon, Pam.
We'll do it again sometime.
Right. Yeah, it's been too long since we did this. We usually do a That Ain't Right story in this moment. I've been kind of staying away from those this time of year, just to lean on the fun and the good stories. Mm-hmm. And there's so many good stories we don't always get a chance to cover. But this one was a little irresistible to me. And I don't necessarily think it's a That Ain't Right story. I think it's just kind of fun. Mm-hmm. This prank happened last year, but it's making the rounds again. A woman in the UK was in the drive-thru lane of a coffee shop with her boyfriend. And she asked him to order her secret menu item from the list. I think we've all been here where you're in the passenger seat and the person in the driver's seat and you're relaying your order to them. So and then they're just saying it. You're kind of Ron Burgundy it. You're not really thinking about what you're saying. You're just repeating what you just heard. The menu item she ordered was the fa la 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 latte.
Okay.
And she also tells him that if he sings it, it'll be free.
Oh.
He hesitates, but eventually he finally does do it, and he sings the full fa-la-la-la order. The employee has no idea what's going on. She's just kind of taking this in. The whole thing is viral, or recorded. It went viral. Hilarious. Hilarious moment. Well done. Well done to this couple, because he not only plays along, like he goes along with it and mm-hmm, everything, mm-hmm. but I think he handled it really well afterwards, that he realized he got pranked and everything. Like, that's a yeah. good prank. That's a good prank. You don't see that one coming.
And it's the follow-up from that really, shows you.
Yes. Yeah. You get a chance to check that one out, everybody. That's a good palate cleanser for you. That's a pretty funny video. I like that one. Look at some world good stories before we get local. You really got to see this to appreciate it. The look on this mom's face is everything. There's a 14-second video making the rounds of a nonverbal kid with autism speaking to his mom for the first time. She said good morning to him, and he said it back twice. The video isn't really an audible thing, mm-hmm. so playing it on the air wouldn't make a whole lot of sense in an audio medium, but I do encourage people to check that out. Yeah, especially, you could use a smile this morning. That I have a hard time believing that won't give it to you.
Maybe a tear in your eye.
Yeah. It got me. I've already seen the video, but I watched it again this morning just to make sure it was still out, posted, and got me. Yeah.
How old was it? About what age was the child?
Oh, boy. It doesn't say specifically, but he's a young man. He's a young kid. I want to say maybe 7 or 8, maybe a little. Maybe even younger. Yeah, here, I'll show you the video, Pam.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so he's, what would you say, 7, 8, maybe 9?
I think so.
Yeah, somewhere around there. It's a great video. Let's see here. A guy in Boston smashed a world record Saturday by bouncing over 115,000 times on a pogo stick without stopping.
Oh my God.
The previous record was just 88,000, and it was part of a charity event that raised over $10,000 for veterans.
Wow. We had a pogo stick when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't know those are still out there even.
I'm good for about 3 bounces, and then I fall off.
I'm pretty good on a pogo stick, actually. I'm all right.
What about a hula hoop?
Hula hoops. I have no hips. A hula hoop looks at me and like, what am I supposed to do with this? This guy has no hips. I can't work with this. Now pogo though, the where my body comes in favor, mm-hmm. weighing nothing is really, and being tall and lanky is really great for a pogo stick. It's a real
okay. So here's the challenge, James. You on a pogo stick, me with a hula hoop. We see who lasts longer.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes. The challenge is set. Yes.
Get it out in the parking lot here in front of the radio station.
We have to do that. We should do that in the spring.
That's right.
Yeah.
How many people drive out of the roundabout.
we gotta have Pam on the air more. If for anything else, that we come up with these great ideas like this. You and Pam getting together, Melissa. We need more of it. I'm serious. That's a great idea. I'm all favor. I'll definitely do that. a guy from, we should get some sponsors along with it. We should we should raise money for one of our local nonprofits with it.
Get a food truck to come on out.
Oh,
we have a whole event.
I think we got this almost half done.
Going here.
We just got to come up with a name. We got to go. Yeah, that's a good one. I like this. Please don't forget this idea, you two. This is really good. I like this. A guy from Maryland used to be a garbage man, just graduated from Harvard Law School.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
He was in the news back in 2020 after a video of him reacting to his acceptance letter went viral. And it's just kind of gotten, like, it's gotten a little bit more. And people have kind of, like, been doing a follow-up to the story of how he's doing and doing very well, still studying or still practicing law. And that's a pretty cool. The phrase, you're never too old, comes to mind, was something like that. I don't believe that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn? That's what matters. No different with people. How many lives do you think this used up? An 18-pound cat in Thailand fell off a sixth-floor balcony, smashed through the back windshield of a car, and is completely fine. It's completely fine. No, not even like a nick, not even a bruise, no broken bones.
I just walked away, got up and walked away, right?
Yeah.
Didn't even lose a life.
Not even one.
All nine.
Still going there.
All attacked.
And I'm sorry, 18-pound cat.
It isn't as if
it just floated down to the ground or anything. Like, that's a hefty cat. Yeah. I wonder if that actually helped it, having some poundage to it. Great on that. A 96-year-old woman in Canada named Regina Fairhead broke a world record over the weekend. She ran a 5K in just over 51 minutes. It's the fastest time ever recorded by a woman over the age of 95.
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations to her.
90 minutes? Mm.
That is awesome.
Wow.
We've got some awesome stuff lined up for you this this day. We got our great Midday Magazine kicking off at 3. Join us as we have Wood County Chairman Lance Plimmel joining us in part 1. Our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media will be in the record. Looking forward to that. In part 2, we catch up with the ODC. Callie and Lisa will join us as part of their PR team. We're going to talk a little bit about ODC's year and things that they were thankful for from our community and things to look forward to in 2024. That should be a lot of fun. Keep in mind, tomorrow we've got on our sister station WIRI, we've got girls basketball at about 12:25. Our pregame will kick off Lincoln High School versus Fond du Lac at the 52nd Annual Century Classic Basketball Tournament at UWSP. Michael and Don going to bring us that game. Very excited about that. And on WFHR at 7, Wisconsin Men's Hockey versus Air Force. This is a part of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off at Pfizer Forum.
Ooh, nice.
Good stuff to keep in mind. As long as we're talking local events, a couple things I want to make sure to touch on here. It's a Wednesday. We got bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge.
Bingo.
Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Joined our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge at 430 West Jackson Street as they put in back into this community all the time with events like this. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to be, I believe, Friday, right.
Right,
in the second half of Midday Magazine, mm-hmm. We're going to be talking more about this. In this family, nobody fights alone. We all fight together. The Wayne Wilson Benefit going on this Sunday, 1 to 11. This is going to be taking place over at 7561 Bethel Road in Arpen. Brothers by Choice Clubhouse is where this will be taking place. Right. It's a great benefit. They'll have raffles, music, food. There is a GoFundMe for Wayne's lung cancer fight. We'll be talking more about Wayne and more about this great event on Midday Magazine on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Port Edwards basketball alumni, you are invited to the annual alumni recognition basketball game for the male team. Male side, it's going on January 2nd. Female side, January 15th. Alumni basketball players attending will be given admission to the games, be treated to on-court introductions, and at halftime they have an after. And then they'll have an after-game social.
Sounds like good time for them. Port Edwards people.
And the Port Edwards Line Club Fishery should be going on in just minutes. It's going from 10 to 3?
Oh, January.
January. I'm sorry. That's in January.
Got a month ago.
January. Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, but I did want to...
Good thing, because maybe the ice will be frozen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's...
a little iffy now. They might have to take their little boats out there.
That's exactly what I wanted to mention there. That was so good, you two. That was so good. And it's been so good having you on the air with us, Pam. It's been too long.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.
We don't get the chance to do this all the very often, but... from Seth, Melissa, myself, we can't do what we do here without you. You're the best in the business. You're the best I've ever worked with, and you are the heart of this station.
Thank you.
We
thank
greatly you. Appreciate you, Pam.
Well, everyone pulls their weight around this place here. Everyone is very important.
We very much appreciate you, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would love, though, in that moment, if you'd have been like, yeah, you're right. Like, that's so not you. One of the biggest shockers of my life would have been like, you would have been like, yeah, it's about time. Like, we appreciate you very much, Pam. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll have more midday. We'll have more fun on the morning show tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Melissa and I are going to be hanging out with you. Have a great day, Mel.
Yeah, you too, guys.
We'll talk to you soon and later.
Bye.
Right here at you go ahead and take it, James. Wait a minute.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.